Red Wolves by Adam Hamdi. Read by Jot Davis. For Amy. Part 1. Chapter 1. Hell had a name. In Arabic, it was El Akarab. In English, Scorpion, one of the most notorious prisons in the Arab world. Elroy Lang had been in the sweltering hole for 7 hours, during which he'd been tested for COVID-19, stripped of his clothes, given a drab grey tunic and matching trousers, plastic shoes, and an orientation that would have bewildered most people. He'd been served his evening meal in a huge cafeteria and had felt the eyes of 400 inmates on him, all imagining ways they could exploit the new arrival. Elroy had eaten the rancid prison slop calmly, confident no one would make a move under the nose of the grim-faced, armed Egyptian prison guards who patrolled the vast hall. After their meal, they'd been led to their cells. Elroy had been allotted a communal cell with 70 other men, all roasting in the August heat, cooled by nothing more than the faintest breath of desert air coming through 3 barred windows. Elroy lay on a low bunk in the darkest corner of the cell, furthest from the door. It was a place for victims, a spot easily encircled by a crowd of bodies to block the view from the door. Elroy was happy to be there, because the man he was looking for was lying on the bunk next to him. The ends of their beds met in the apex of the dark corner. The bribes Elroy had paid to get into El Akarab on the relatively minor charge of outraging public decency, the money that had changed hands to ensure the correct cell assignment, had all been worth it. Here was the broken man he'd come to see. Ziad Malik. Born and raised in America to Egyptian immigrant parents, Ziad had once been a confident, handsome minor league villain who'd been arrested in Cairo on a drug smuggling charge and was now 13 months through a 7-year sentence. His wavy brown hair was lank and matted, his once handsome, tanned face now marred by a broken nose and scars, and his wrist and ankle bones bulged through too little flesh. His uniform hung off his emaciated 6-foot frame and was stained with filth. He oozed the sour stench of sweat and urine. But it was his sunken eyes that gave the greatest hint of his suffering in this cruel place. They were hollow and dead, and looked blankly at Elroy with all the hope of a corpse. Elroy held the man's gaze across the small patch of rough concrete that separated their bunks.
Homma haigu delwati,
Ziad said in the flat tone of the damned. They will come now. Good, Elroy replied. You've suffered enough. Despair held Ziad too tightly. He didn't react to Elroy's words and simply responded with the same blank stare. Time ticked by slowly, and with each passing moment, the air thickened with the odors of so many bodies. The rhythmic sound of heavy breathing and loud snores almost drowned out the toots and hum of distant traffic. Elroy sensed movement on the other side of the cell and looked across the large space to see 4 shadows rise. As they stepped away from their bunks, they murmured conspiratorial words to each other. They picked their way past the beds that were haphazardly packed into the baking room. For every man that was asleep, another was awake, and Elroy could see the glint of eyes watching, some with relief as the shadows passed, some with perverse anticipation of what was to come. The cell crackled with expectation and anticipation as the 4 figures drew near. When they were a few paces away, they took proper form and shape, and Elroy could distinguish their features from the darkness. All 4 were well-nourished, muscular, and had the cruel, hungry faces.